Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, following the postponement of Saturday's Munster Camogie final as a result of the ongoing Scorts debacle, attention now turns to this weekend's Leinster final, which is due to be played on May 17th between Kilkenny and Wexford. According to Fine Gael Senator Ivani Quillin, the ongoing controversy is placing players in an impossible position and they're left wondering whether their match will go ahead if agreement around attire is not reached. And Ivan joins us now. You're very welcome to the programme this evening. So the Special Congress on Scorts has been called, as we know, for May 22nd. A lot of uncertainty still around the Leinster final this weekend. I don't know, are you hearing anything, Ivan?
Oh yeah, I am. Thanks, Sarah, for having me. Yeah, no, I've been speaking to players. I've been speaking to one of the managers who's due to walk the line on the weekend, and it's just the uncertainty of it, Sarah. This, unfortunately, could have been put to bed last week with a temporary derogation by delegates in Ord Cuaillia. It could have been organised last week so that there wouldn't be this kind of uncertainty and the fact that the game is still up in the air. These players this weekend, they really do want to play this match. Kilkenny, of course, have already been involved in a protest. This all started at the Leinster semi-final. So they're already kind of, you know, dealing with mind games around matches and protesting over playing gear. So they really would like to just turn up on Saturday, play a Leinster final, get some momentum ahead of the All-Ireland Championship, which, by the way, starts a week later. Mm. So, like, aside from the fact that players are kind of struggling with decision-making and struggling with knowing what's going on this week, they're also dealing with probably a fixture backlog later in the summer. Some of these players are doing their leaving cert, by the way. And the other side of this is the All-Ireland series starts on the 24th of May. So this Leinster final, realistically, it probably will never get played, because if they fix it for anything later than a few weeks later than that, one of the teams could be already knocked out or could be out of the Leinster or out of the All-Ireland Championship. And would they field a full team? We don't know.
So what happens then? I mean, if the Leinster final doesn't go ahead?
Well, I suppose, I mean, I'm delighted you asked me, because I don't know, because the Camogie Association have not come out and said anything. We've had faceless statements from various, like the Munster Council and the Camogie Association themselves, but we haven't actually had anybody from headquarters, from Croke Park, the people who are paid to manage and fix these games, they haven't actually come out and, you know, explained or given context to these statements and decisions that they're making on behalf of the playing population.
We did hear from Brian Malloy yesterday, you know, the president of the Camogie Association.
We heard from Brian Malloy, who's the president, but Brian Malloy is not a paid member of staff at the Camogie Association. And I think, in fairness to Brian, he has come out and he has said that it is a difficult situation, but Ord Cuaillia and the delegates could have put in place a temporary derogation last week, and that is a fact, and they didn't. So now we're in a position where we have uncertainty once again over the Leinster final. If it's going to be pulled or abandoned, it needs to be done soon, because these players are training tomorrow night. Are they training for a challenge match? Are they training for a Leinster final? Are they training for a training session at the weekend? They don't know, and it's not fair. They have lives outside of Camogie. They have jobs. Some of them have family. And the uncertainty at this point, it is ludicrous.
Okay, so you're saying the Ord Cuaillia and the delegates couldn't put in place a temporary derogation for last weekend's match. So could that happen this weekend? Because Brian Molloy seemed quite clear that you couldn't just change the rules and it couldn't come from the top down. That's not the way the organisation works.
Yeah, I heard that interview, all right. No, it's still, it can be done. The derogation can be put in place temporarily, which basically means that they can vote to derogate from a rule temporarily. Now, that can be done temporarily, by the way. It can be for a year. So they could have done this and then waited until 2026 to vote. That's what it says in the rule book. And the reason for a derogation, crucially, is to, in the best interest of Camogie and for player welfare, and, you know, to avoid anything that would bring the game into disrepute.
Would that be difficult to organise, do you think, Ivan? Because again, what Brian Malloy was saying yesterday, you know, is that this crossed his desk, I think he said 2 weeks ago, and within a month of it having crossed his desk, it'll be sorted, as in the vote will have happened at Congress. So will it take an awful lot, or would it take an awful lot, to organise that vote of the Ord Cuaillia delegates to get the derogation?
My understanding is that could have been done in 5 days. So I don't think we needed 14 days. We needed 14 days for a special Congress, absolutely fine. But I think, as far as I'm aware, we would have needed 5 days for a derogation. There is still time for Saturday's match. I just think, like I said, I think we need to hear all of this from the top brass, literally at Croke Park in the Camogie Association, the people whose job it is, literally, who are paid to do this. Brian Molloy is the president, and we have, you know, volunteers on Ord Cóiríle. This is a volunteer organization. The players also, by the way, are amateur. So I really do think that the people who actually, whose job it is to communicate with the playing public, probably need to come out now and just give a timeline, give an explanation, and give the context. You know, in terms of this derogation.
What do you mean by a timeline? I mean, because we have the Congress that's coming up on May 22nd. For example,
the matches that haven't happened, the timeline for these games.
Is there an argument that the players could accept what Brian Molloy has said, which is that he'd like to see the rules change? The general sense around the place, I think, from speaking to anyone who's involved, that the rules will get changed on May 22nd, and for people to just, you know, wear the skorts in the meantime. Is there any argument for that?
Well, first of all, the Dublin County Board seemed to think that no, there wasn't an argument for that, because they were very, very proactive last week. They've contacted all of their players from under eight upwards with a survey to fill out to see where the lie of the land is. And in the meantime, they said, for club matches, senior club games, which, by the way, have inter-county players playing. I went to one of them last week. The players wore shorts. The game went ahead. The ref said, look, I'll fine you all €1 each. And common sense prevails. And I really do think that this could happen at county level as well. At the end of the day, it's a game of Camogie. Look at the beautiful weather. It's a Leinster final, a title on the line, momentum ahead of the All-Ireland series. I do think this could be done with the derogation. It's only Monday.
Okay.
Saturday is still another 6 days away.
All right, Senator Vanni Quillin, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.